Next case, please.
The next application is 11,786. Robert and Amanda Woldridge seek variances from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park, the maximum lot coverage allowable in a mobile home park, and the rear yard setback. Sections 115-172G4 and 115-172G7 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Old Landing Road, approximately 350 feet north of Airport Road. The 911 address is 357 Magnolia Road in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 164, Unit 39071. Specifically, they're asking for an 8.3-foot variance, a 1.7-foot variance, a 13.7-foot variance for separation distances from the house, a 0.7-foot variance from the rear yard, and a 3.275% lot coverage. Received no letters in opposition. We received one letter in support from the Pine Valley Mobile Home Park Cooperative Incorporated. It says that the Mobile Home Park Cooperative Board of Directors is writing to acknowledge that the application has come before their board requesting approval of a new mobile home park on Lot 9 and has notified the Board of Directors of the pending Board of Adjustment application that the property owners attended a meeting on March 12th of this year to the Board of Directors, presented his plan for the mobile home improvement on Lot 9, and that subsequently meet at that meeting they gained approval to place the improvement on Lot 9 by the share certificate owners of the neighboring lots, specifically Lot 8, Rock and Bonnie Morrison, and Lot 10, Alan Lurch and Jeff Baird. They also provided an updated site drawing. Also notes that if the board had any questions, they provided information, and that is Heather Black, the secretary, on behalf of the Board of Directors of the Pine Valley Mobile Home Park Cooperative Incorporated. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert Woldridge, 3179 Colony Lane, Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, 19462.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for seeing me today. I appreciate it. Me and my wife, she's not here today. She's at home with the kids in Pennsylvania. Want to put a new mobile home on our property in Pine Valley. We'll go down the agenda. Currently, the unit that we have, it's very old, older than I am, it's probably 50 years old, and we need to get it updated because it is on its last legs, and we want to bring a new one into the park. We're here to request a variance because of the uniqueness of the property that we have. What we're looking to do is get a basically cover very close to the same footprint that we already have. And currently, the mobile home on one side of the property towards Lot 8, which is Morrison, it's 8 feet from the property line right now. The new unit will be between 6 and 11 inches closer, just depending on the exactly how it is placed with a 5-foot buffer. I guess it's about 7.1 feet. So what we're trying to do is maintain the separation that we currently have from them. The new unit, it would be placed 2 feet back from where the original is, so that we would giving us room for two parking spaces, which currently it doesn't have. And we want to minimize the separation on the garage, which is Lot 63, which is behind the property, which has since been removed since we applied. There was a fire there during the winter, and it's gone right now. On the side of Lot 10, which is Lurch's, the screen porch we wanted to put in, which would come within 18 feet of his structure and 6 feet of a shed. He's been very helpful, and anything that we can do to improve the park, he's been on board with. Both the neighbors have approved it, and we're approved by the Board of Pine Valley when we met with them in March. The lot itself, you can't really see our shapes, but nothing within the Pine Valley area is square. Any type of unit that we would put on, we would need some type of variance. And currently, we don't sit within 20 feet away from any of our neighbors, just how they've been developed over years. It was not created by the applicant. The property lines were designed many years ago within the park, and they're unable to change due to existing structures on three of our sides. Since we owned our unit, we bought it back over a decade ago. We haven't made any changes to the land and existing structures on the neighboring lots. They were constructed outside of county code, how they stand today. And it encroaches on our ability to build to code. It won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We're going to do something that's aesthetically pleasing. We're bringing in a new property versus the one that sits on there now, which is 40-plus years old. And we're seeking a minimum variance. We worked with various different models and manufacturers to come up with the best layout to our solution. Our lot does not afford the opportunity to place a single wide without a variance lengthwise. And with a lengthwise, you can only get two bedrooms. We have two kids and me and my wife, so we're looking to get three bedrooms. So you need that square size, which is basically the best way use of our land. This layout will also give us room for the two parking spots, which we currently don't really have. And we don't want to take up any more of the land. We have nice plants that I guess are technically owned by the park. And we don't want to put a shed in because we use our screen porch for, that's where we put all of our beach supplies and any other storage. So that's what we'll use that for. And we have it lined up so the porch will go on the side of Lurch, just so that's where our main entrance is. Currently it's on that side, so we can just kind of keep it as is, not to disturb any of the other neighbors. And everyone that we met with was supportive, and we got the agreement from the board back in March. And be happy to take any questions if needed.
And are some of the best trees just going to have to move to get?
Potentially.
Make this fit or to get
the old one out? Well, the good news is the garage in the back is now gone, and there's a fence that separates there. Mm-hmm. They can take the fence out and put our new unit in. There might, to put the new two property or the parking spaces in, there is a tree in the front that may or might not have to be removed. Yeah.
That's what I was talking about, so you can get your parking. That's where you're going to be putting them in.
Yeah,
like
so
the red tree is.
Originally, when they surveyed the lot, they said that tree would probably have to be removed, and that was before the shed, the garage behind us was gone.
Right.
So now, I mean, we'll have to wait and see, but we have clearance from the board to do that as well, and I said I'd plant a tree elsewhere to make up for it.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Hudson.
Do you have a drawing or a survey of property as it sits now?
I have a drawing, which I think was in there, but if not, I'd be happy to give one to you right here.
But you don't have a survey?
The survey was not included?
On the with the existing mobile that's on there now.
Yeah, so I had, when the gentleman did my survey, actually my father who's back there, who's not a surveyor, but he drew how it currently sits, and I'll be happy to put this into...
Yeah. Drawing, but it's a drawing, not a survey.
Yes,
a survey.
Correct. They just did, when they did the survey, they just did the, how it would currently sit.
So the existing mobile is 10 foot 1 inch by 42.9, is that correct?
It's, with a screen porch, which covers an extra 10 feet wide. So it's about 21 wide at its, the biggest part of it.
Okay.
No, that's 21, you said?
Yeah, it's 21 feet, 10 and a quarter inches.
Wow, okay.
And 42 feet, 9 inches lengthwise.
Okay. All right, that gives us a comparison of what you're putting in there then. How many double wides are presently in Pine Valley Park now?
More that are coming in are are double wides. The lot directly to my right, Morrison, that's a double wide. And then Lurch's on the other side, I guess it's technically a double wide. It's not necessarily just a trailer. It's different. It would be considered a double wide.
Thank you.
So you're increasing your the width of your trailer by what? About 16 feet, correct?
Well, including the porch, it'll be about 5 feet, but if you were to take this, if you're not including what the...
Well, wasn't your existing trailer was 10 foot, a 10 by what? 10 by 42?
The trailer itself is 10 by 42, but it has a large screen porch, mm-hmm. which takes it out to 21 feet. 21, 10 and a quarter.
Okay, so that was part of the existing trailer. It's not
It was.
It's not a porch and a deck, as it reads here. It's attached. It's walk through from.
Yes. That's where we spend all of our time.
Part of the building.
Yes.
Okay. So it's part of the trailer.
Correct.
Okay. Because you're looking at a proposed porch on your proposed dwelling. That's not part of the house. You have to walk outside the door to.
Yeah, for the new porch, we want to use that. We have it there because that is where the entrance door will be,
uh-huh.
and then we can put all of our stuff there as well. I mean, in the Pine Valley, there's a lot of mosquitoes. You need some type of outside area, so that's why we wanted to put that there, and in the back so it's away from any other neighbors.
Can you answer that question again? I was... doing something else there, doing some mathematics. I think Mr. Mills or Mr. Hudson asked you how many double wides are in that neighborhood?
Almost anything new has been double wides. As I said, on both sides of us there's double wides, and then there's other ones that are throughout the park that have been new. I mean, originally, you know, it's more pop-up almost every year. Mm-hmm. Another one was just put in, I guess, over the winter as well.
Okay.
No other questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Double wides with side, but the same size as your...
It depends on the lot size. Like, ours would be one of the... Like, our neighbor next to us, like, ours would be actually smaller than theirs just because of okay. our lot size. Like, we're not taking up as much of a square footage as they would.
Uh-huh.
And... there's a couple other double wides, which I think ours would be smaller in terms of lengthwise. Yeah.
No other questions.
Thank you. Mr. Mills?
Did you consider any 24-foot wide?
24-foot wide?
Levels.
Yes, we did. And with it, it wasn't, we're getting it's not necessarily the 44 length. If you go 24-foot wide, you have to go longer. And with this one, it just didn't. We couldn't go any longer. Like we want to stick at the 44s really as far as we wanted to go without really trying to go outside of any of the regulations.
No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions.
I have one more question.
Okay.
Yes, Lee. This is a mobile home park, right?
Yes.
Consider mobile?
Yes.
The 35%, are we close there, Ms. Secretary?
They're asking for relief from 3.275 to be okay. over the 35%.
Okay. I want to make sure that's on the record that we're talking about that also.
Also, are there any current variances on the property as it sits?
You have to go back to the 70s.
Looks like there might be one or two. I don't have a definitive number.
But for the best you can tell, at least two?
At least probably one. Okay. Would I have to do more research?
Anyway, Mr. Mills, any further?
No other questions.
All right, Mr. Chubb.
Thank you.
Yes.
You mentioned there's some other double wides in the neighborhood. Are there other lots in the neighborhood that are going to be covered in a similar fashion? In other words, they have as much of the lot coverage with structures on them as yours?
Yes. I mean, just using the Morrison lot to our right as an example, I mean, they cover much more than 35%. Of the lot, and they have a double wide that's, you know, a little, that will be bigger than ours if we're approved.
one of the things that we look at here is not just the separation distance, but there's a rear yard setback as well for the porch. The porch encroaches into the rear yard setback by 0.7 foot. Have you looked at constructing a porch that is of a smaller size so that you could fit within the setback or minimize that separation distance?
Yes. The reason we did the porch at the size it would be, we have an 18 feet. The door to go into the property would be right at, it would be about 2 feet after you enter on the porch. So we just did it big enough so you could cover from the corner of the dwelling to where the door would be.
So it gives you enough space to actually open the door.
Correct.
And exit
yes.
and out safely.
Yes.
All right. And Mr. Mills asked you if you looked at houses that were 24 feet wide. Are there other homes that in your research into this that would be smaller that would fit on the lot without the need for variance or lesser variance?
No. Anything because of how we're encroached on all three sides, no matter what we would put on there that they make, we would need some sort of variance.
And just to clarify, you mentioned the garage to the rear has been removed. I presume that's the one on lot 63?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Would you like to speak, sir? If you would please come forward and be sworn in. If you would like to,
all right.
Sir.
It's my father.
Oh, okay. All right.
He owns property in there, too. But yeah.
All right. Father's Day was yesterday.
Yeah.
Wait, then is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Okay, again, Chair will entertain a motion. Hearing none.
Motion to table case number 11,786 to our next regular meeting.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Mills. Is that second?
Yes.
By a motion by Mr. Mills and seconded by Mr. Rickard that we table case number 11,786 into our next regular meeting, which will be on July the 11th.
Right.
All those in favor of the motion, give it. Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Yeah, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Worker?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,786 has been tabled until our next regular meeting. So that means that the testimony has been, there'll be no more offered, but you may come if you'd like, or you can
okay.
Call in the office the next day.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
If you want, you can also listen to it on the internet.
Great.
We're broadcast live.
Okay. Thank you very much.